morning, me and Captain Jack are on our first, on our way to our first job today. Say what up, Jack.
What's good with it?
What's good with it? Anyway, we're on our way to our first couple yards today. What's going on, Sincere Jacobs? And I got the Toro Revolution, so I'm geeked up right now. We're going to talk about it a little bit, as we got about, I don't know how long we got left till we get there, but I think it's like 15, 20 minutes or so. But I got this Toro Revolution. What's going on, everyone? How are you doing this morning? I'm excited to finally use this thing. I've been seeing it down at Equip Expo for the last 2 years, I think, and I've been seeing it on people who have had it on social media, but I've never seen it on like tall grass. I've never seen it on hills. I've never seen it on anything. I will say it does have like a governor on it, so it's not going to be at its top speed today, which is unfortunate, but I'm just excited to see what this thing can actually do on the hills we have here in Pennsylvania that I gotta deal with. And right now in the spring rush, the grass is growing 8-9 inches every single week on some of our yards. So I'm geeked up to see what it's like out here in the real world on something other than a Florida yard. I've only really seen it in use on Cameron Duncan's page and on that's Mozori Cam. And I've also seen that Johnny with Blades of Grass, he has one. But Johnny does a lot of flat stuff. And I don't know how the grass grows down there in Georgia where Johnny's at. But up here in Pittsburgh, where I'm at, Uniontown, Elizabeth, Monroeville, the places that me and Captain Jack take care of, this grass grows crazy. So I need to see if the hype is real. Can this thing hold up? I just wish that it didn't have a governor on it. But let me know down in the comments, is there any, have any of you used any of the electric mowers that are out there? Because they're pushing them heavy. I will say this, I'm geeked up to get this thing out here on these yards, see what it's actually hitting for, and be able to, like, in the spur of the moment, if I have something come up on my mind that I want to talk about, just be able to talk about it because the lawnmower ain't low. So that's interesting. So I don't know if like people who enjoy doing the content, I'm thinking maybe I'll even try and record a podcast on the mower. I might be sick. I don't know. But what's going on, Cowboy Crawley? How are you? The B624. What's going on with y'all, man? Let me see who else is in here. Trifecta Lawn Services. Captain Jack always acting like he don't know what he's doing, man. When I be saying he get on my nerves sometimes, that's what I'm talking about. I love him to death, man. Love this dude. Love this dude. But he be like, am I supposed to do that? You know what you're supposed to do, bro. Anyway, that's Captain Jack for you, man. That's Captain Jack.
Small memory lapse, sorry.
Memory lapse. We don't have time for memory lapse. 40. Die. All right, we don't have time for memory lapses. But anyway, I hope you guys are having a wonderful morning this morning. It's 8:13 in the morning. Cowboy Crawley inspired me to come to you a little live a little more often. So shout out to him. Shout out to Sincere Jacobs, DG Landscaping, 613, Rand Landscaping, Thompson Lawn Care, Mow and Go Lawn Care 317, Abide Outdoor Services, The Lawn Genius, Down East Property Management, The Showcase Lawn, my boy Ryan Allen with Ryan Bros Lawn Care, Nelson Lawn Care, No Mo Worries Lawn Care, Trident Lawn Care, The Beef 624, Lawn Care Life 100, Jay Bracey, TM, the 20-year-old Savage, Taylor Shahid, I think that's how you say that. I don't know how I read very well sometimes, but I'm having a great day this morning. I hope that you have a wonderful day too. I will check in with you throughout the day and let you know how this Toro's going. I did notice this. The battery ain't fully charged. It looked like it had, you know how when they show like the icon for the battery and they show you how many little bars it has left. Like if you look on the Milwaukee drill, the batteries, they had like the four thing to show you how much charge is left. I think there was 7, if I'm not mistaken, little bars, and it might be down to 5. So hopefully this thing lasts me all day, because if it don't, I'd be highly disappointed. Highly, highly disappointed. What's up, Big Buckeye Lawn Care? They also had a sit-down version. I don't know if that might be called the Z-Master. I don't know what it's called. But anyway, they got one of them up there, but I don't use the sit-down lawnmower, so it wasn't going to be practical for me to try that one out on my route, knowing that I don't use that. And I only am going to show you stuff that I actually do. Tell you about the things that I actually use, because I ain't a salesman, I'm just a guy doing this stuff out here. So the stuff that I use, I'll show you and tell you about it. And if for whatever reason one day I get a code for something, then I'll tell you about that. But you ain't gotta worry about me trying to sell you on things, because I'm not a salesman. It's very difficult to do that stuff too. So these people be reaching out to me all the time. You can talk naturally, I'd be like, yeah, because I can talk about the stuff that I like to talk about. If I don't actually love your stuff, then I can't talk about it. I actually love the Toro products, even though I'm not like affiliated with them. I just got a demo for today because I did meet the Toro rep. So shout out to him for letting me get this thing for at least one day. I was actually supposed to get it for 2 days, so we could have it for 2 whole days, but he ain't hit me up till 10 o'clock in the morning. Your boy's out on these yards. We're leaving the compound at 7:05 at the latest, unless there's any mishaps or something. Cuz hit me up at 10 o'clock. I'm like, bro, I'm 9 yards in already. Where you been? We're out here in the morning. I don't know about y'all. You see, Jay-Z said 40 is the new 30. Well, I ain't feel like this when I was 30. When I wake up in the morning, my heels wasn't hurting. My back wasn't always cracking. My neck wasn't hurting. I wasn't waking up with red eyes. I didn't have contacts back then. I didn't even wear glasses. I didn't even know I needed glasses. It's crazy, the older you get, the more you realize the stuff that you actually need to do just to make sure that you could do life correctly. And I'm talking about winning in life all the time. One of the things you need to win in life is vision and your health, especially your health. Well, I guess vision goes along with your health, but my feet be hurt, my ankles hurt, my knees hurt, he get on my nerves sometimes, you know. This is life as a 40-year-old, man. So if 40 is the new 30, let me be 30 again. You know, I want to keep all the same stuff that I got. I want my kids. I want my wife. But just, I used to say, can I go back to 14? I would love to just go back to 30. Just 10 years ago. Sheesh. If I could get enough. But that's crazy. I will tell you this, though, because we're about to pull up to the yard. I'll show it to you before I get off of here. But I will say this. I don't wait no more. Before I get off of here, I want to leave you with this. I don't wait anymore to do the things that I love to do or the things that I want to do. If there's somebody who I believe can help me do something, I'm going to reach out to them. Doing things that we don't feel passionate about, doing things that we do not love doing, and doing things that don't serve us and give us the true joy in life. So when you're out there today, go out there, kill it on your grass cutting go-kart or in your skid steer or with your backhoe or with your truck. Whatever it is that you're doing today, your power washer, you know, your cougar boots, if you're out there doing gutter cleaning, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is out there, do it with passion and do it with the love and the joy in your heart. Because if you do that, then you will be winning in life. And that's what it is all about. I love you. I appreciate you. I wish you nothing but success. We are out here today to kill with this grandstand revolution. I don't know how to flip the camera around. Here's the first house we'll be doing right there. So the grass is long. I got this crazy hill up there in the back. There's Captain Jack's face. But we got that crazy hill that's up there in the back. And now Mac is about to go out there on the attack. I tell you all the time on the Lawn Care Power Moves, go kick ass, go kick ass, go kick ass. And that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to get out here on this Grandstand Revolution and go kick some ass. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. I will see you later in this little conversation that we just had. We'll be on the podcast. So if you feel like you got something from this little conversation and it added some value to your life, you're down here in the comment section, do me a favor. Leave a 5-star review on the podcast. It goes a long way to get it out to more ears. I will be coming at you live more and more often doing these just live impromptu podcasts for On the Attack with Mac. You need to know that the people that you listen to are out here doing the work that they're talking about. And I am, just like the other big podcasters that are out there. So go out there and kill it, baby. We love you. We appreciate you. We wish you nothing but success. Go out there and crush. It's your life. Now go live it. We out. Peace.